This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply and Glide Revitalization, continuing to help those impacted by last year's Archie Creek fire. Allison Doty is the Executive Director. Allison, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing okay for a Monday, and I know this is the final day of four for your organization with some in-person assistance available for people impacted by the fire last year. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we have FEMA is here for the last day, so any of you that haven't re-engaged with FEMA, if you received a denial letter, there's still chances that we can get you through that process with FEMA. So please come on down. They're here from 9 to 7 tonight. And there's just lots of people that still feel they've been denied, and that's it. But it might be a simple process that we can help them through. So please give us a call or come on down.
I know it's been a very big challenge the past year with all the folks that were impacted. A lot of need there. And what kind of response have you gotten? Do you feel like some people have kind of fallen through the cracks sometimes?
I wouldn't say fallen through the cracks, but still just don't know how they want to recover. They're not sure if they want to rebuild on their property. They're not sure if they want to buy somewhere else. It's just a lot of uncertainty, and it's difficult for when you're stressed and have gone through something like this to have the forethought of, okay, let's get started. Let's redo this. Most people are elderly and tired. They've already done this once. They don't want to rebuild again. So, if anyone out there feels like they've fallen through the cracks, please call us. We think we've done our best to keep everybody taken care of, but you know, there might be somebody out there.
How have the last few days gone with the FEMA appointments? Are you getting a good response?
Yeah, we've had a pretty good response. And a lot of those things, when they come up for the re-engagement, they'll bring their letters from FEMA. And one particular one was just proof of residency. So all he had to do was bring in copies of his specific power bill. So any utility bills, simple things like that, that could be holding people back from getting assistance through FEMA. So, like I said, come prepared with your notes or letter of denial, and let us help you get through that process and get you recovered and funds and what you need to survive.
So 9 to 7 today, it is the final day. Now, if folks can't make it in today, how can they still connect with some help with FEMA?
And just give us a call. We've got caseworkers. Call your caseworker. If you don't know who that is, call the office at 541-430-6100, and we'll get you connected. And we can help you through any FEMA process.
Now, if people are going to come in today, do they need to get an appointment ahead of time, or do they just show up, or how does it work?
They can just show up. If you don't have an appointment, just show up, and we'll get you in. There's enough people there to handle multiple people at one time, so they're wanting to work, so let's put them to work.
So explain to folks, if they're not familiar, a little bit more about Glide Revitalization and the work you've been doing.
Glide Revitalization is the long-term recovery group for the Archie Creek Fire. And so what we do is we keep tabs on people and help them through their planning out their recovery process. And there are several things that we have available. We have funds available to help. We can help with putting sheds on properties, pump houses. We work closely with Habitat for Humanities. They're willing to help rebuild homes. We just need you to come in and let us know what you would like. We also work with Rogue Unites. Rogue Unites is a entity out of Ashland, and what they've been able to do is work with families to get food cards for them to help them through the process here. Some of the food that they're able to do also has to do with fast food. So a hot meal is always a good thing. So all you have to do is come in and get signed up, and we can help you with that as well. we also are looking for volunteers. We need volunteers to come in, different capacities that you could help with volunteering. We have office work. We have event coordination, event set up and take down. We have sheds you can help build. We have decks that need to be built. We have homes that need to be built. Just lots of things that we need help with in volunteers.
So,
and we're also... Go ahead.
Well, if somebody has a maybe an organization, a group of coworkers, or a church group, or something, and wants to get involved, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is to call our office again or send us an email, and we'll get you connected to Rochelle and Steve, who are our volunteer coordinators on all these projects.
Are you getting a decent amount of volunteers helping?
So far, we have. We've been able to get quite a few volunteers to come in, but we always need more. We have still lots of things to build and lots of things to help that we need for families. We've got replanting coming up on their properties. We have clearing of their property is still needed. We still have some logging that needs to take place on some properties. Lots of ways you can volunteer and or get engaged and help out.
Well, the FEMA in-person assistance today wrapping up 9 a.m. to 7 and Glide Revitalization Building on Glide Loop Road. Anything else people ought to find out?
The only other thing we want to let people know is that on September 10th, we are doing a dinner and a movie for all of our survivors. Free to survivors, but everyone in the community is welcome to come and participate. Just marking the 1 year since this tragedy came sweeping through our little community.
And where will that be held at?
That will also be held at the Glide Revitalization office out in the field, which is part of the old middle school field.
All right. Allison Doty from Glide Revitalization. And give them folks your phone number again.
Phone number is 541-430-6100.
All right. Allison, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.